So our objective here was to ask the same kinds of questions, but also to get into some other issues in people who had received treatment for cancer of the colon or rectum. So in the first year of this project, we actually held a town meeting of more than 100 people who had a history of colon or rectal cancer and their relatives and their loved ones. We had a faculty there, and we just spent the whole day with them, chatting with them and letting them react to what we were chatting about using the keypads and computers. The second year of the project, which we reported at the so-called ASCO GI meeting in 2006, was a study we did of 150 people of all different stages and times of diagnosis of cancer of the colon and rectum. And we experimented a little bit with the issue of how to get information across to patients. We produced an audio program with Dr. John Marshall, and for the first time got involved with asking them potential trade-off scenarios. The third year of the project, which is what we just reported at the ASCO GI meeting in Orlando, looked at 150 people specifically who'd received adjuvant therapy for cancer of the colon or rectum in the last 5 years. Now, one of the things we were really interested in was sort of trying to reproduce what was done with these breast cancer surveys, particularly the Australian study, and knowing that these people had gone through the experience of chemotherapy, and since they had firsthand information of what it was like, how much of a benefit would they have required to justify being treated with the same therapy again? And to do this, we put together a number of clinical scenarios. As any oncologist was familiar with these kinds of numbers, looking at what a baseline risk of recurrence would be, and then how that risk of recurrence would be altered by the use of chemotherapy, and specifically what the absolute benefit would be of treatment, and see whether or not that would be acceptable to a patient like this to be treated again. So, for example, we had a number of scenarios of higher risk situations where the baseline risk of relapse was 50%, and then it would decrease either, 1, 5, or 10% with therapy, and the question whether patients would want to be treated for that type of benefit. And then we also posed three scenarios with the baseline risk of recurrence of 20% and seeing whether reductions in the risk of 1, 3, and 5% off that 20% would be enough to have people treated. But prior to dealing with these scenarios, we had them listen to a 2-CD audio program that we produced that had investigators on it as well as patients who received adjuvant chemotherapy so that we could try to be as clear as possible with these patients what the current state of the art is about what we understand about the risks and benefits of therapy so that they could make some judgments about these trade-off situations. And in fact, as you can see in the report that accompanies this audio program, we actually put together these sort of little stick figures that specifically tried to document exactly what the impact would be so patients would know what the likelihood is that there would be a benefit and what the likelihood might be that the therapy wouldn't cause any significant change.